From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Master Naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is porcupines. Wander along the trails of Willapa National Wildlife Refuge, and if you're very lucky, you may get to see a porcupine. These reclusive residents are well known for their long, sharp quills, but there's so much more to them. Porcupines are second only to the beaver as North America's largest rodent. Rather than hanging out by the water, though, these animals prefer to stay up in the trees, both for safety and food. This time of year, the porcupine mostly eats tree bark and the needles of Sitka spruce and other conifers. But warmer months also provide them with berries, roots, green twigs, and other food. Staying in trees helps the porcupine to avoid predators, though both cougars and fishers will pursue them high up into the branches. If cornered, the porcupine can use its famous quills to protect it. It can't shoot them like arrows, but the quills are only loosely attached to the skin, and tiny barbs on the ends can dig deep into a predator's face or paws. Should a porcupine be stuck with its own quills, for example, falling out of a tree, its skin produces a natural antibiotic to prevent infection. It manages to avoid being eaten by a predator or otherwise fatally injury. If it manages to avoid being eaten by a predator or otherwise fatally injured, a porcupine can live up to 30 years. It is largely a solitary life. The porcupine's excellent defenses means it doesn't need to rely on a group for protection. They only socialize briefly during mating season, after which females will have one kit known as a porcupet. The baby can forage on its own after just a few weeks, but may stay with its mother for up to a year. If you see a porcupine of any age, always give it space and appreciate it from a respectful distance. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.